Testing.
Okay, good morning. Welcome to AMP. Let us pray before we read our Bible. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for beautiful morning. You invite us come to your holy place. Hear your message. Spend time to have good relationship with you in prayer. And we believe that your blessing will come upon us during this morning session. Holy Spirit, help us so that we can understand and do your word in our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I'm so busy this morning and this week. I just finished my 2 days orientation. Every morning from Siongwan go to Taiwan and then go to Tofungsan and then have orientation. And then after finish, I need to walk down. So my two legs is feels so pain. And this morning I need to go there again for the last day. But it's okay. I still have spirit to do this ministry. Okay. Pastor Ned yesterday, he mentioned a lot about trust and obey. This morning, I want to continue this topic. I mean, I want to tell you guys that the key to get blessing from God, you need to trust Him. Let's open our Bible, Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. The Bible told us, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. You see, I didn't say anything from my mind. I just tell you what the Bible told us. Blessed is the man, also is the woman. Should be like this. Yeah? Blessed is the man, blessed is the woman, blessed everybody who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. That's why we open our Bible, Proverbs. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. As you know that if we talk about our body, the existence of our body, we can say that divided by three parts, heart, mind, and the whole flesh. So, the Bible told us, if you want to trust God, don't start from your mind, but start from your heart. From your heart, going up to your mind, and then after that, the mind common, your foot, your hand, to trust God. So the heart is the inner of your life. You need to trust God from your inner life, so that you can bring your whole body to do what God wants you to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, let me tell you one secret. When I meditate this word, trust to God, I can tell you that the Bible is the book that talks about trust God. Many people, when read the Bible, they said the Bible full of command. Yes, but behind the command, God wants us to trust Him. Let's open our beautiful Bible, Genesis chapter 2. We read verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it you shall die." I mean, for the day that you eat it, you shall die. Brothers and sisters, of course, in one side we see this verse as a command. But in another side, when we read deeply, the God wants to tell us, "Do you trust me? If you trust me, then you do this verse." So trust God is the key of blessing. Even when men fall into the sin, this record still happens in our life. I mean, although man is imperfect, but God still wants to bless us. And the record is the same. Before men fall into the sin, and then after men fall into the sin, the secret is still the same. Trust God. That's why when I read the Bible, I can tell you that the Bible is the story of people who trust God. Still in the book of Genesis, I give you some example. Noah. Everybody know Noah. God gave him one unbelief common. Noah, you need to make big ark. And then after that, you make it in the mountain. You can imagine, people make small boat on the beach, not on the mountain. But God tell Noah, and Noah need to make big ark in the mountain. For example, God asked Jeff to build one ark at the peak. And Jeff maybe say, no, God, not at the peak. Seko is better. Why? How can I bring the ark on the peak? If Seko, yeah, just push few meters and then the boat can go to the sea. But Noah trusts God. That's why Noah get blessing. Second example, when God told Abraham, "Bring your son, offer it to me." And Abraham did 100% what God told him. You see, only one son. After that, God blessed Abraham. Of course, brothers and sisters, to get Isaac, Abraham need 99 years. But you must remember, one day in the Lord, same with 1,000 days in front of man. So in God, there is no time limit. That's why when God say bless, that means He will bless you. From Isaac, and then Isaac have two sons, Jacob and Esau. And then from Jacob have 12 sons. And then after that, Israel become a nation. Abraham get blessing because he trust God. We just finished the story of Abraham family. From Abraham, we know Isaac. When I read the story of Isaac, God blessed Isaac more than what I think. I still remember one hymn song. When I was in Jakarta, we worship using hymn song, and then I served at some Chinese churches. One of the lyrics told me that God blessing above what I think. In Mandarin, I can say that 上帝的恩典超过我所想的, melebihi, over, sorry, I said, over what I think. Yes, of course, over what I think. If you read Genesis 27, 26, you can see that Isaac go to one country, and then after that, because God bless Isaac, Isaac richer than the king in that country. How can? Because God bless Isaac. And then we can see that Jacob, and then after that, the son of Jacob, Joseph, God bless Joseph. Why? Because Joseph trusts in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, but the problem is how to trust God. We know that the key of blessing is trust God. But the problem is how to trust God. I can tell you two reasons and two ways to trust God. Number one, you need to know God. You need to know God. Know God means you need to have good relationship with God. The Bible told us if we want to know God, we cannot separate ourselves from the Word of God. God gives us instrument to know Him. Of course, we can read the Bible using our knowledge, but God wants us to read the Bible using your heart from inner your life. You need to have like hungry desire to come close to God. Thanks God, I believe everybody who come this morning is the person who hungry with God. Otherwise, you can say, I need to sleep one more hour. You all hungry to God. And every person who hungry of God can know God deeper and deeper. That's the first reason. We need to know God. When we know God, then we can know that God is beautiful God. God is like loving God. God also power God. Loving and power God is our God. And then because He love and powerful, so He can bless us. The reason is, do you trust Him? If you trust Him, then God will love, will bless you so much. Two weeks ago, this a small story. Someone invited me for lunch, and I said, I'll bring my wife. Okay. And then we go to the place, and then I talk to the person, and I want to go to the restaurant, and I said, my friend already booked the place, and she checked, no reservation. Oh, no reservation? Yeah, no. And then, yeah, it's okay, I can wait outside. I wait for 45 minutes, because my friend has a lot of to do. And then when we wait, my wife told me, Papa, there are another restaurant upstairs. I said, yeah, I know. Upper restaurant is more expensive than lower restaurant. I never bring her go to upper restaurant. Yeah, and I said, yeah, like this. As a husband, you know that we want to make our wife happy like that, maybe one day I will bring you. You don't need to tell me there are one restaurant after that. I know that just because financial problem then. Yeah. God know my heart. And then my friend come and I said, did you book already? Yes, I book. But they said, no. It's okay. If not, then we go upstairs. We go upstairs. And then when I see the menu and I see the price, I choose the cheap one. No cheap one. Every set lens, 300 above. I say, it's expensive. No, it's no problem. You choose what you want. Brothers and sisters, I just want to tell you that our God is loving God. He always wants to give the best to you. One more time, the best to you. What you need is trust Him, know Him. From creation to the end of the Bible, Revelation, you can see that God is loving God. God is loving God. In SP, there are some new couple. When wife pregnant, for after the pregnant 7 months, like then 2 more months give birth, husband must be go to like store to buy small bed or small towel, small clothes, everything. You did it. I did it before. We will prepare for the baby. Don't you know, when God created the man at the 6th day, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, and 5th day, and the 6th day, everything ready, then God created the man. So, when God created the man, man no need to wait for 3 days to find something for it. Man no need to use a lamp to walk in the darkness, because day is light, night is dark. Everything God prepared for the man. So I can tell you, God is loving God. He always wants to bless you. The key is, do you trust Him? To trust Him, you need to know Him. That's number one. Number two, you need to know yourself. So knowing God and knowing yourself is one packet. When you know God, then you know yourself in the same time. When you know God and you know yourself, then you can say that I cannot live without God. Many sisters write on the Facebook, I cannot live without you, my love. I cannot live without you, my baby. Yes, you can. But you cannot live without God. If you live without God, then you are nothing. If you live without Johnny, Tony, or everything, I can say you can still live. You can live and talk with me, with Pastor Sam, with Pastor Eugene. But you cannot live without God. Because why? Because we are too small. We are too weak. And I can say, we are unexperienced. That's why we need to know God. When we know God, then we can say, I need you, God. One song, I need da-da-da-da. That seems a hymn song. I need you, Lord. Every day I need you. So from this kind of starting, we come close to God and we put our trust in Him. And at the same time, God will bless you. Amen, brothers and sisters? So, how to know Him and to know yourself? That's the last point. I invite my wife, come here first. Me, bring your glasses. I have a beautiful wife. Okay. Please read this one. Small one. Huh? Cannot. Okay. Then use your beautiful glasses.
Yeah. Wing Tak Commercial Center, Songwan.
Wing Tak Commercial Songwan. Brothers and sisters, so this small example want to tell you. When she read this name card, she cannot read. Not because the name card without word. The name card complete. Wing Tak Commercial Center 177183 Wing Lok Street, Siong Wan, Hong Kong. But the problem is she doesn't have ability to read it. She need a glass. When she wear these glasses, then she can read. To know God, need glasses. What glasses? Faith glasses. Faith glasses. Sometimes, if we use our open eyes to see God, we cannot get it. We need faith. One more time, we need faith. Yesterday, I get beautiful word. I said, faith bring hope to us. But faith also make me humble in front of God. So if you have faith, you can trust God. If you trust God, then God will bless you. That's why I can say in front of God, only three possibility answer when you pray. One is good, second is better, the third is best. Amen, brothers and sisters? One is good, second is better, and the third is best. No bad answer. Always good, better, and best. When the first time I came to Hong Kong, I tried to search some Bible school because I really want to increase my theological knowledge. At that time, I cannot find it. After 3 years, I got information and then I applied my master degree at that Bible school. And I joined two courses. First is pastoral care and counseling. Second course is hermeneutic. I joined these two courses nighttime. And then after 1 year, I joined these two courses. I get another information that I can try to apply doctoral ministry program. So funny. When I talked to the director, they said, no, you cannot join this program because your master is not MDiv, your master is MA. Okay, then what should I do? You need to get another master. And I say, I already 43. When I take one master, then finish at 50. And when I start a Damien program at 50, maybe I finish at 60. And at that time, what for my Damien? When I walk back, I met one Indonesian student and I said, what program you take? I take MTH. Do you have MDiv? No. How can you can study at this school? Yeah. We give explanation and tell them what we learn from Indonesia. Then I said, okay, I will do the same thing. I walk after that. And I said to the director, why you accept my friend, not accept me? And he said, oh, then you go to that person. And I go to that person. After waiting for half year, the school replied me and they said, you can continue to apply this program after 4.5 years. And then the story is going on. Yesterday, one of the professors teach us how to use Bible. And all material that he shared to me, I already get at hermeneutic class. I know when you read a text, you need to know literally, historical, and then cultural. And you need to see the context, everything. I still remember in this place. Then I say, God, thanks you. You make me wait for 4.5 years because you want to give me better than I think. So just trust in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, then the answer is good, better, and best. Let us pray. I know some of you come this morning with many petitions to God. Maybe you have personal problem. Maybe you have a relationship problem. Maybe you have difficulties. But don't worry about that. The Bible tells us, bless the man who trusts in the Lord. And then the Bible is the story of God blessing to whom he loved. And God loves us because we trust him. Just trust in the Lord. Allow God to do something for your life. Bring your problem to him. Bring your worry to him. Bring your anger to him. And then God will change a blessing to you. Trust in the Lord. When you close your eyes, I want you to open your faith eyes. Using your faith to see loving God. Using your faith to see the power of God. Using the faith to feel that God say, you are my love. You are my children. Don't worry, just come closer. I bless you this morning.
Thank you. Let's go to our community prayer focus. Let's pray for our church members and their family members going through cancer or going through chemotherapy and waiting for a transplant. Let's pray for them. Let's pray with faith. Let's pray with love and compassion for our friends and family members. Let's pray together. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for those that are sick, but also in need of salvation. Let's pray that God would move in their lives and that He would reveal Himself to them, His love and His grace. So let's pray for a miracle to happen in their lives. Let's go to the third slide. Let's pray for various infirmities that our church members, family members are going through. Let's pray for healing to come for them. Let's pray for our community that are looking for a job. Let's pray for breakthrough. Let's pray in this time that God will give them just comfort and guidance and that they'll be able to use this time well. So let's pray for our friends on this list. Let's go to our mission focus for today. Let's pray for North Korea, South Korea, and Japan. North Korea, we can pray for Chris and his community of missionaries / business people there that are living in that land, really praying for that land and blessing the land. Let's pray for them that God would give them a lot of grace and favor with the government. And so let's pray for them. Let's pray for South Korea. There's a possibility for a future church plant, so we can be in prayer about that. Let's also just pray for the nation of South Korea and also Japan. Pray for Pastor Mitsunobu that we have a contact with. And let's also just pray for this land. Let's pray for God's mercy, grace upon this land of Japan. So let's pray for these three countries. Let's pray for our IP ministry, the Well ministry, Cascade ministry. Pray for the team members. Pray for God's protection. Let's pray for the people that are on the ministry, that God would really bless their personal lives, that they would have joy overflowing from their hearts just as they go about their day. And pray for anointing as when they minister. Let's pray for the hospitality ministries, the welcoming team, and the barista ministry. Let's pray for just so much love to flow out of their hearts as they do the ministry. And also just pray for the personal lives of the members that are serving, that God would give them favor and fill their hearts with joy. So let's pray for our two ministries, or two types of ministries, and the members. Let's pray together. Let's pray for the Hong Kong Korean church. Let's pray. That's our mother church, that we've come out of that church. And let's just continue to pray a blessing over them. Pray for Pastor Choi, the senior pastor. Pray for the elders of the church. Let's pray that that there will be unity in the church. There has been some difficulty just in terms of unity, working together, coming together, that they would be kingdom-minded. And let's pray God's blessing over this church. And let's also pray for the spiritual growth of its members. And let's just cover Hong Kong Korean Church. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that we can pray to you and that you listen to our prayers, God, and that our prayers are effective, God, that there is somebody at the other end of our prayers, God, that are being affected through our prayers. So we thank you for that. And I pray for your grace upon, you know, every single person that we lifted up to you today, God, that you would really minister to these people, these organizations, these countries. Thank you, Lord. I pray for our members here. Let your presence go with us today. Wherever we go, God, whatever we do, help us to bring joy to your heart, God, through the way we live our lives. And I thank you that you're walking with us. We love you, Father. Thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.